Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The DH, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Mark Salas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The runners advance on the error. Nixon moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett strikes out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bush. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Bush steals second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Tabler moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bush. Bell reaches second base with a double. Tabler scores. Jacoby scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reed moves to second. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco moves to second. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bush. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Nixon. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Lee Jackson now pitching. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Butler reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler moves to third. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jackson. Butler scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Espinoza strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Latham now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Bell moves to second. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Bell scores. Bando moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bando tags and scores. Nixon tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Keith Atherton now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush is called out on strikes. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. Salas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Salas reaches second base with a double. Gaetti moves to third. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington now playing third base. Mark Davidson now playing right field. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bush who is chasing the ball. Tabler reaches third base with a triple. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Espinoza strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fontenot now pitching. Billy Bean now playing left field. Randy Bush now playing right field. Mark Davidson now playing center field. Tim LaCris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Butler is hit by the pitch. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 4 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler who is chasing the ball. Bush reaches third base with a triple. Hatcher goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2 Indians. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bush scores. One out. It's 12-3, Indians. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Washington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fontenot fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 3 in the game. Espinoza strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.